All right, you horny kinksters, you dirty pervs, Andy here. Let's talk about what my threesomes are like. Now, Emmy and I have covered this topic a lot on our YouTube channel, so you can go over there, just go on to Kill Your Inner Loser on YouTube, and we've done plenty of talks and conversations and podcasts, both of us together. We've also had girls on our podcast to talk about what threesomes and even a foursome is like. But I thought I would kind of cover it myself over here for you guys, and maybe some of you girls as well, talk about it from my point of view of what threesomes are like, why I like them, how I got started, maybe some of the unexpected, I guess, misconceptions or weird things about a threesome that you might not, I guess, envision, especially the first threesome I had. There was a lot of jealousy and insecurity the first time. But let's start with the fun stuff. Let's start with the bits of threesomes or the hottest parts that I enjoy the most. I think honestly, and this probably isn't going to surprise many of you, but in my mind, and this is something that a lot of my coaching clients have said as well when they've had a threesome, the hottest part for me is watching two girls go at it, watching them both be into each other, watching them both make out with each other. You know, I'd obviously seen that in porn. I'm someone that's watched in my life a lot of lesbian porn. I've always found that very, very, very hot. And that, by the way, is the one of, I think, the two most searched porn terms on Pornhub and stuff like that. The most searched keyword is like lesbian porn for women and men. Like most people like to watch two women go together. It's very sensual. It's very hot. It's very exploratory. It's very beautiful. There is obviously both very attractive, but there's something even more magical when it's two women that you're into and that are dating you, or even if it's just a casual relationship, even if it's the first time you've met them, they're both into you. You're not watching some third party, you know, distant two women having sex for a porn production in a video. This is real life. This is right in front of you. They're both clearly into each other. They're not being paid to be into each other. They actually are just attracted to each other. There's no benefit. There's no, you know, payment. They're not doing it for a video. They're not doing it to pay the rent. They're doing it because they're wildly attracted to each other. And that raw energy, that raw sexuality, the idea that this is actually real is probably the hottest part to me. And it's never stopped being hot. You know, at this point I've had, I don't know, if I have to guess, 150 threesomes, because remembering that's with like the same girl over and over and over again. You know, there's one girl that we're seeing right now that we've been seeing for over a year. But anyway, I digress. The point is, I find it incredibly erotic watching two women be really into you and then turning to you and expecting you or wanting you to be part of that, you know, pulling you closer, waiting for you, begging you to fuck them. Man, it's so unbelievably sexy. I think another part that's really sexy is you get to have a little helper with you. You know, if you're in the middle of having sex with one girl and you have someone else sitting right there with you, you can get her to help. You can say, you know, pin her arms above her head. You can say, sit on her face and make her lick your pussy. You can say, make out with her. You can get her to help you tie the blindfold or tie the ropes if you're into some of that more kinky stuff. You basically have someone that can be your, you know, eyes and ears and arms and legs. And so you can be going down on one girl and then get the other girl to play with her tits or make out with her. It's like you get to be, again, in control of the director, but you have a little assistant there, a helper, and it makes it so much more fun. It makes it easier. It actually makes it easier. At the start, obviously, the first couple of threesomes I had, I was very nervous, very overwhelmed. I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know how to be the director, so to speak. But once I figured everything out, yeah, I would say threesomes are actually easier than normal sex because you have an assistant or a helper. And as you step into your own confidence, as you have more threesomes, as you start to be able to give some directions and take the lead a little bit more and figure out what's going to happen and know how they usually run, man, threesomes become a lot easier than regular sex. And again, they're obviously incredibly sexy. Something else that I find very sexy is when they're both giving you a blowjob and they're looking up at you, staring into your eyes, both of them smiling and trying to pleasure you. You can get them to sort of compete in a fun, friendly way. You can tell one of them, you can give me a blowjob for 1 minute and you have to try and make me come. And then it's the other girl's turn for a minute and they get really competitive. It becomes this like really fun thing. And it's amazing for you, obviously, because you get to be the center of attention. And I think that's something that a lot of men haven't really experienced. I think generally speaking, The woman is often the one who's the center of attention, at least maybe the type of sex that I have. Generally speaking, guys try and make women orgasm, and women might jump in there and say, we try and please guys too, of course. But generally speaking, I don't think a guy gets to lay back there and be a bit more submissive and let the woman do whatever she wants to him. That stuff, generally speaking, happens less. It happens less on average. But when you're having a threesome, yeah, you can sort of direct both girls. I want you to do stuff to me. I want to lay back and be the center of attention. Or I want to sit here and either just watch or jerk myself off a little bit, stroke myself slowly while I watch you two put on a bit of a show. That can be something that's incredibly hot, watching them perform for you and do sexy things for you and try and turn you on while you watch. And then you can grab one of the girls and you can do the same thing for the other girl. You can both perform for each other and you get to fuck each other's brains out and do all this sexy stuff while you're looking at the other girl and trying to turn her on. And then you can swap girls. And so I really love the aspect of threesomes where I get to explore the voyeuristic side of myself because I'm someone that's turned on by that. But I don't really like strangers watching me. It's more like I have an intimate version of voyeurism. I like to be watched by someone that I'm already dating or already sleeping with. I'd get very turned off if there were random strangers like standing there in the room with me watching, or if I was in public. I don't really get turned on by public sex. I like the naughtiness of fooling around and having sex in public with nobody else around, like in a public park or something, like a national park, you know, like in the woods or something where you know there's nobody around for miles and miles and miles and you're completely alone and nobody's going to walk in on you. Fine. I find that very sexy, but yeah, anyway, this gets to the heart of the voyeuristic part of me, but in a safer or a way that turns me on more. So I could go on for hours. I could talk about all the sexy things in a threesome. I could talk about having one girl ride you while the other one sits on your face. I could talk about both you and another girl going on down on a girl at the same time while you both make out with each other as well. Threesomes are incredibly fucking hot. But let's talk about the first threesome that I had. I've mentioned this story, you know, quite a few times over the years, but let's talk about the weird parts of it, I guess, the insecurities. So if you're not familiar, the very first threesome that I ever had was with my lovely girlfriend Imogen and her best friend, who happened to also be a virgin. And the way that it started was I said to Imogen, are there any friends of yours that you've ever fooled around with or like you think you would want to have sex with or do something with? And she said, well, actually, there's one girl that we got really drunk together one night. We were like just completely drunk at a party and we made out and then we snuck off to a room together and I kind of licked her pussy for a little bit. And that was about all we ever did. And we've never done anything since and we've never spoken of that night, but I don't know. I think I could kind of be, I'm into her and I think maybe she would do something again, maybe. And I said, do you want to text her? Like text her and see if she's willing to do something with you and with me, see if she's interested in that. And she texted her and the friend seemed really into it and was like, yeah, I could, but I'm a virgin obviously. And you know, we were both like, that's fine. Like we can just help you explore and go slow. Spoiler alert. We definitely didn't go slow the first time. We were gentle and stuff like that, but holy fuck, we tried like literally everything. But, you know, we ended up meeting up, we had a couple of drinks and we had half a glass of wine and then the two girls just jumped on each other and started making out. And from there, you know, I joined in and it was like 8 hours. It was literally 8 hours of wild sex. I had Viagra and Cialis, but my dick still didn't work by the end of like, I don't know, 6 hours into it. I couldn't use my dick for like a week afterwards because it had a rash on it or like I guess you'd call it chafing from just having too much sex. And yeah, like I said, my dick literally didn't work halfway into it, like 6 hours into it. And we ended up going all night and one of them would sleep while I would do stuff and have sex with the other person. And then we'd wake one of them up and we'd swap. And then, you know, I had a little nap for a little bit and it was just unbelievably wild and passionate. It was pretty freaking incredible. Pretty amazing for a first threesome. Like that was setting the bar really high. I really didn't expect that. And by the way, if any of you have a threesome, I wouldn't necessarily be expecting something like that. That was like a freak threesome. That was a fair bit of luck in there, but it was an amazing threesome. But the weird part of it was the jealousy and the insecurity that I felt at the very start. When it first started, because remember that these two have been into each other. There's been sexual tension there for a while. You know, they've made out and Imogen went down on her friend. And that's all they've ever done. But there's clearly sexual tension there, right? And so as soon as we were at my apartment and they had half a glass of wine each, they just launched themselves at each other. It was like they were just waiting for an excuse to go down on each other and fuck each other and, you know, be passionate and wild and let out all this sexual tension. And so they were making out and then they went to the bedroom and I was kind of just sitting there on the couch, like literally being ignored, like 100% being ignored. Like they didn't even acknowledge me. And yeah, all this insecurity and this weird feeling came out where I was like, holy shit. Were they just using me as an excuse to fuck each other? Like, am I not even part of this? Am I being completely left out? Like, did they not want me? Holy shit. What if they kind of like lied to me or I guess lied to themselves? What if I'm literally just supposed to be the guy that allows them or is the excuse for them to fuck each other? And so I was so unbelievably like jealous and insecure and terrified in that moment of like this feeling of being left out, almost like a feeling of being cucked in my own apartment by a girl that I was seeing and her best friend. And it was this weird feeling. And so I go into the bedroom and I'm starting to have, I won't say a panic attack, but there's this feeling of dread of like, oh my God, am I just going to go sit on the couch and cry while these two fuck each other? And then they come out and they're like, that was fun. And then they go home and I'm like, wow, like, fuck me. And so I felt this feeling of dread and I was kind of watching them for a little bit. And I was like, I'm going to take a big leap of faith here. And I took this big leap of faith. I moved over next to Imogen and I tried to kiss her and she immediately turned towards me and kissed me passionately and pulled me to her and moaned and like clearly accepted and wanted me there. And I was like, okay, at the very least, Imogen wants me here. Okay. I think I could be okay with just fucking Imogen while, you know, she pleasures her friend. I think that would be pretty fucking hot. That would be an incredible threesome. You know, yeah, I wouldn't be fucking the friend, but that it would still be really fun and hot. Okay. And I kind of resigned myself to that. I was like, okay, maybe the friend isn't into me because after all, she doesn't really know me. And maybe I'm just the excuse so that she can do some stuff with Imogen. And after a little while, I thought, no, I'm going to take a leap of faith. And so I gently put my hand on the other girl's hip and she moans. And then I tried gently playing with her tits because, you know, they're both completely naked at this point. I gently tried playing with her tits and she moaned even more. And then I thought, okay. And I pulled her a little closer to me and then she kissed me. And I was like, okay, okay. Oh, okay. Crisis averted. Not that it would have been a crisis. Nothing bad would have happened. But at the moment, in that moment, I didn't believe that. You know, this is like 6 years ago. I had a lot less peace and stoicism, a lot less acceptance of reality. I was a scared little boy 6 years ago. You know, this is Andy who'd only been working on his dating life for 2 years. I was still very insecure. I thought something bad would happen if one girl isn't into me. You know, now if that happened, I'd find it interesting. I'd be like, wow, isn't this interesting? This girl's not into me. And we've actually had that. Imogen and I have had that happen one time where a girl was basically a lesbian, but she just didn't tell us. Even though we asked, like, what stuff do you want to try? You know, do you like threesomes? Like, it was very clear we were meeting for threesomes, remembering that we literally send that message on Tinder and Hinge. We literally say, we are a couple. We are in an open relationship. We date and sleep with and mentor girls together in threesomes and BDSM. Is that something you're into? And this girl was like, yes, yes, yes. And then when it came time for the date, she was like, oh, by the way, I'm not into guys. And so anytime that sort of stuff happens, which again has really only happened, I think that one time, I don't think it's ever, it sometimes happens where one person isn't into me or they're not into Imogen. That happens occasionally, but like, that's just part of what happens. But if that ever happens, we're just like, well, that's cool. We won't go any further. So I know it's not a big deal now, but at the time I thought it was a really big deal. I was freaking out in that moment, you know, thinking that these girls or one of them might not be into me. Anyway, so once we got over that little hurdle and we started having the sex and it was incredible and exciting and all of that, yeah, it was a lot more smooth. But jealousy, and it's really more insecurity. I say this all the time. There's no such thing as jealousy. Jealousy is just insecurity, but you project it onto someone else. Because if you're happy and comfortable in yourself and with who you are, you can't be jealous of someone else. You're happy for them. You're like, man, I'm glad that you have an amazing life. I'm glad you're doing all this stuff. I'm glad that you have more money than me or more sex or better sex. I'm glad your body is better than mine. Like, you don't care because you're happy. You're like, I'm pretty good and I want you to be good too. And so I'm happy that you have all the stuff that you have. So you can only ever be jealous if you're insecure in yourself. But insecurity does come up in threesomes, or it's come up in our threesomes and with some of the clients that I've coached as well. And a lot of the time, especially, it was Imogen who was actually the insecure one, because if you think about it, we're having sex with another girl. There's someone else that she feels like she can compare herself to. You know, maybe this girl is thinner than her. Maybe she has bigger boobs than her. Maybe she has a wetter pussy. Maybe she orgasms quicker. Maybe she has a prettier face. You know, all of these different vectors or variables, I guess, that a woman could compare herself to and feel like she comes up short. And so fair enough. And there's been, we've done a lot of content on how we worked through the jealousy and the insecurity, like how we overcame it, how we just talked about it. And really, it was just that. I was listening and talking and me not trying to fix anything and just going, okay, I'm going to listen and listening to it all. And then at the end of it, saying, what would you like to do about it? Like, what can we do? What can we improve? And one of the biggest things that we came up with was in the early days when Imogen was very insecure, we came up with a little code where she would basically squeeze my arm 3 times. And that would mean that she was feeling a little bit distant from me or a little insecure. And we'd take a little break, you know, and then I'd say to the other girl, hey, let's chill for a little bit. And we'd just cuddle. Sometimes Imogen would open up and say, I feel a little insecure. I feel like you guys have been kind of like doing a lot of stuff together. And I just felt a little bit left out. And because I, Andy, know exactly how that feels, because that was what my first threesome, what I felt during the first threesome, we can then, you know, me and the other girl can then bring Imogen closer and give her a big hug and say, okay, like, why don't we focus on you a little bit and share that around a little bit. So insecurity and jealousy is something that's very improvable, I guess you would say. And these days, Imogen's like barely ever insecure, like maybe once every, I don't know, 6 months or something. And it's just a little insecurity, like, oh, this girl has bigger boobs than me, but that's okay. You know, I like my boobs and I know Andy likes my boobs and other girls seem to like my boobs. And these are the boobs that I was born with. And, you know, these can be my boobs and I can learn to love my boobs, or I can remind myself that I love my boobs. So she's very good at like working through that stuff. But yeah, jealousy and insecurity was definitely something that we took us probably a couple of years to get to that point. But like I said, open communication definitely helped with that. I already touched on this a little bit, but I'll talk a little bit more about another part of my threesomes, or the threesomes that Imogen and I have together with other girls, is sort of like the boundaries part of things. And I already talked before about, you know, we discussed insecurity and maybe some jealousy and stuff like that. But in terms of boundaries, we spent quite a bit of time, and this, I guess it was like an ongoing conversation we had over the years about boundaries and what we're both comfortable with. And that has changed over time. Like at the start, the way that we had threesomes was I would meet some girls Imogen would bring in from her Tinder, but I would also meet girls on my own completely separately, like on my own Tinder or my own Hinge. And I would message them and I would go out with them, you know, go on a date, would have sex individually, just her and I. And then if I liked the girl, I would say, you know, are you interested in Imogen, who I was just dating casually at that point? And if they said yes, amazing, we'd have a threesome. If not, then I would have sex with her by herself, and then I'd continue having sex with Imogen by herself. And at some point, that became less satisfying to me because I just had a better time when Imogen was there, especially as the months went on and we started to grow a little bit closer. And at some point, it became a bit of a boundary for Imogen as well. And it started out as a gentle or a soft boundary, or more like a preference, where she was like, I kind of wish that I could be there. You know, I kind of wish that we could do this together, as in we could meet the new girls together. And the first time we had that conversation, I said, you know what? I've actually been thinking the same thing. I kind of prefer when you're there on the first meeting too. And we figured out how to do that. And then from there, it became, okay, this is definitely something that I think would be a boundary for me, you know, as in she said, I think I only want to date, or I only want us to sleep with girls together. Like, you can do whatever you want. It's your life. But I think if you want to go and have sex with other girls without me there, then I want to move on. I'd rather be with someone where I'm always there. And she didn't say this in an ultimatum way. If she did, I would have broken up with her immediately. You know, I'm not really one that's ever going to be told what to do or be okay with ultimatums or people, you know, expecting me to do something without me having any sort of input. But she said, look, you know, do whatever you want to do. But I think if I was going to continue a relationship with you, I would only want to do it if it was like this. And I was like, do you know what? Honestly, I've been thinking the same thing for a while. I always prefer when you're there. Yeah, I have a lot of fun when I bang other girls without you, but I don't know. It feels like something's missing. It feels like it's more satisfying when you're there. So let's do this thing together. So that was one of the first boundaries that we sort of came upon. And then from there, we sort of, you know, kept talking over the years about the concept of boundaries. And really, rather than calling it boundaries, I prefer to think of it as what you want. So rather than like, here are the boundaries that are not okay, here are the things that are my red flags, I prefer to phrase things in the positive, and Imogen does too. And so we would talk about what we wanted rather than what we didn't want. And obviously the first one that I just mentioned there was, we want to date these women together and sleep with them together. But another one that came up for me was, hey, I think that I want you to just sleep with me. And obviously I want you to do whatever you want to do. And so if you wanted to go and sleep with or date other men, yeah, beautiful, amazing. But if I was to be in a relationship with someone, I would want them, or I would want to find a partner that just want to have sex with me and have threesomes with girls together with me. Is that something you're into? And by that point, we already knew what the answer was, because she and I had discussed that many times in the past. And she was like, yeah, that's what I want. I don't want to sleep with other guys. And I was like, all right, cool. That seems to be mutually compatible, something that we both want. And we had many conversations, you know, are you happy to see other women with me? Like, is this a part that is adding to your life? Do you like this part of the relationship? And the answer was always, yes, I love this. This is amazing. It brings us closer together. It's beautiful. It's intimate. It's fun. It's obviously sexy. And that's all she and I have ever done, really, with our threesomes, with our relationship in general, is we've just asked the question, like, am I happy with this relationship? Is it adding to my life? And are you happy with the relationship? And is it adding to your life? And if the answer is yes, then beautiful. We keep doing that. If not, then we change something, or we improve something, or we do something in a better way that makes us both happy. And that last point is key. We've made sure that we're both happy, that we're not making sacrifices, we're not compromising, we're not doing something that one of us doesn't want to do or would resent the other person for supposedly making us do it. And we've always come from an angle of like positivity and like, how can we have a great time with this? And so, yeah, boundaries. And again, I prefer doing what you want or coming up with the idea of like, this is what we want. But we did have boundaries there early on, especially. And these days, the funny thing is, because we have so much trust and we're both quite secure in ourselves and happy, we've talked about some of our boundaries, you know, and we've had conversations where I'm like, you know, if you wanted to go and date and sleep with some other guy, yeah, we could talk about that and we'd figure it out. Like, I don't want to like restrict you from that if that's something you want. She said, you know, thank you. It isn't something that I want, but yeah, that's amazing. And she said the same to me. She said, for quite a few years now, you know, if you wanted to go and date and sleep with some other girl, we could talk about that. We could figure that out. And I'm like, thank you. That isn't something that I want, at least not right now. Maybe in the future I will. We can talk about it. But yeah, I really appreciate that. So funnily enough, we've softened up a little bit with our boundaries, I think, or with like what it is that we're happy with and what we want. But that was definitely something that we went through, a big conversation, or more like hundreds of conversations of like what we were looking for, what we would be happy with, what we wouldn't be happy with, what we were looking for from the relationship and from a partner. And we made sure to not put that on the other person. So rather than saying, you can't do this, you're not allowed to sleep with other women without me, it was more like, this is what I'm looking for. Is that something that you would like to give? And the answer was, yes, I would love to give that. Okay, then cool. It looks like we're mutually happy. And on the topic of mutually happy, threesomes have definitely been something that's added a lot to our relationship. And I think some people might have an idea that an open relationship, or, you know, if one or both people are sleeping with other people, even if they do that together in a threesome, that maybe that would mean that the relationship might be a little bit less intimate, or a little bit less special, or a little bit less, you know, like connected. But we've actually found the opposite, because we've been so honest and we've had these deep conversations about insecurity and jealousy and what we're both looking for. And because we haven't put any ultimatums on each other or expectations or said what we're allowed to do or not allowed to do, we've simply stated our own preferences and then asked if the other person wants to give that to us or share in that with us. Because of that, I think we've been incredibly freaking close. And our threesomes have absolutely strengthened our bond. And in the early days, yeah, there was a lot of insecurity to overcome from Imogen and a little bit from myself as well. There were a lot of conversations on what to do when one or both of us didn't feel like having a threesome. You know, there were some days where Imogen was grumpy or tired or sad, or maybe I was a little sad or depressed or stressed or anything else. and maybe you have a girl coming over that evening or that afternoon, what do we do in those circumstances? And sometimes we've been very honest with those people and said, hey, look, we're going through this right now, or Imogen's stressed, or I'm a little sad, or I'm tired. And we navigate that with that person and find a mutually satisfactory, happy solution. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, what if we all just go to a bar, or we don't really go to bars. What if we go to a cafe and we just hang out and we spend the day together and have a nice time? Yeah, that sounds amazing. Or what if we have sex, but we're just gentle and we just play and we don't really go too crazy because we're feeling a little insecure today, or we're tired, or we're stressed. And we've just navigated that in a way where all three people are happy. Sometimes that might even be a reschedule, and we would just be honest with them and explain what's going on. And so I think because of all of that, because an open relationship or a threesome relationship, whatever you want to call the relationship that Imogen and I have, I think an open relationship is sort of pushed us to really, really, really communicate in a way that you might not if you're completely monogamous. You know, there's a lot that goes unspoken in monogamous relationships. There's a lot of assumptions, like we won't cheat on each other. We won't fantasize about other people. We won't look at other people. We won't flirt with other, you know, colleagues or other people or whatever. We won't spend time alone with someone that we know has a crush on us, because that would be inappropriate. There's all of these like assumptions that people don't talk about, but they just assume them. They're just like commonly held beliefs. And so because of that, you never really get a chance to talk about that, to talk about what you're both looking for from the relationship, to talk about what monogamy might mean from you, to talk about how you can add value to your partner's life. But because Imogen and I have had to talk about that stuff, as in if we want it to work, yeah, we probably need to talk about that stuff. Man, it's just been an absolutely beautiful way to open that door of communication and empathy, because you're kind of forced to, you know? And I mean forced to in a beautiful way. Like if you're sitting there wanting to have a threesome and your partner is currently feeling sad and insecure, you can't just ignore that and be like, well, bottle it up, buttercup, and fucking sit on my face while I bang this other girl. It's like, no, that's just going to hurt her, and that's not going to continue. You know, do that a couple of times and she'll go, well, fucking hell, this is traumatizing. I'm not just going to keep having threesomes with you, with girls, when you literally don't give a fuck that I'm sad and that I wanted to feel a little better and I didn't want to have a threesome today. You just kind of told me to fucking suck it up and yeah, fuck this. No, thank you. And that was never the kind of partner that I wanted to be in the first place anyway. I'm someone that wants to make sure that the other person wants to be there. I'm sure, right? I'm someone that only finds it fun if the other person is also having fun. But having an open relationship or a threesome relationship has meant that, yeah, we have to talk about that shit. You know, if Imogen is sad or if I'm stressed or if I just don't feel like going crazy and having a threesome today and seeing someone else with Imogen, we have to talk about that. Or we have a really good excuse to talk about that. It's like, okay, you're not okay today. Rather than just forcing this threesome that you don't really think that you want to have today, well, let's talk about it. You know, maybe we can talk about it and address it. And then, you know, by the time we see this girl this afternoon, maybe you'll feel better and you'll want to see her. So let's talk about it. And you talk it through and she, or sometimes me, feels better. And then we see the person and we have a great time. And it's like, wow, we probably actually wouldn't have addressed that if we didn't have, I guess, the time pressure of knowing that this girl was coming to see us at 3 p.m. today. We probably would have just ignored it. And I probably would have just said, oh, you're being moody today. Fine. She's being a moody bitch. I'll just ignore her. And we probably would have ignored it. Like most couples do, by the way. Most people don't address every single discomfort or every single feeling or emotion or whatever in a relationship. But I think, like I said, because we have threesomes with other girls and there's another human being there who's going to be privy to your relationship and how you're both feeling and what's going on between you, we clean that stuff up. As in, we get in there and go, okay, what's wrong? Why are you sad? What's up? I'm here to listen. And that has just been so unbelievably beautiful. I'm so grateful that we have threesomes, because it has absolutely helped us talk about some of the stuff that we never otherwise would have talked about. It's also given me a really good insight into women's emotions, I guess, their headspace, and it's helped Imogen see my headspace and the headspace of some of the women that we're seeing. You know, when a girl is dating a couple or when she's going to sleep with a couple, there's a lot more stuff that goes on in her head versus if she's just seeing one person. Or there's a lot more, there's a lot of different things that might go on in her head, you know. She might be worried that she will be the third wheel in the relationship. She might think that you're just using her for sex and you guys are going to discard her. She might think that she's not allowed to get feelings because, you know, then there might be some jealousy or insecurity. She might think that she's not allowed to get as close to the man as the woman. She might think that she's not allowed to spend any time alone with the man because, well, there might be jealousy from the other woman. You know, there's all these very unique things that only come up in a threesome or I guess also an open relationship. And so being able to talk about that stuff means we have to kind of skip the small talk. We don't have to, but we've chosen to skip a lot of the small talk and just jump straight to the meat and bones and the like conversations about, hey, you know what's okay if you get feelings, here's what we'll do. Or if you're ever feeling insecure, here's what we'll do. Or if you're ever worrying that things are a bit weird, you know, you feel like the third wheel because you're just like some girl that we're sleeping with. Yeah, let's talk about it. Like, tell us and we'll have a conversation about it. So it's really, really, really been a really good excuse to talk about some of those deeper things that we kind of like talking about anyway. I really like talking about that stuff, but there's less of an excuse for it if you're just in a normal, like monogamous relationship. So that's been absolutely beautiful too. And our favorite time to have those conversations is immediately after the threesome. You know, just cuddling there, laying with each other, having a bit of a snuggle and saying, how was that for you? How are you feeling? We really like you. As long as you like us and you're happy to keep seeing us, we're happy to keep seeing you. You know, all of these kind of conversations that I really love having. It's an amazing space to have them in when three of you have just been really intimate together. I really, really, really like it. I think to sort of bring it back to the original topic, which, you know, this original podcast topic was how I have threesomes and what I get from them and why I like them so much. Another big part is how much they've improved my confidence. You know, I was so nervous for that first threesome and then the first couple of threesomes after that as well. And having a threesome just absolutely boosted my confidence because it helped me take the lead more. It helped me really embrace the more kinky side of myself. Like threesomes are pretty fucking hot and pretty kinky. It helped me express my desires and I could be more honest about the fact that I wanted threesomes and it was important to me and I thought it would be a really fun, great experience. Because I had all of these, I guess, like self-judgments in my head. You know, I was so convinced that like wanting to have a threesome is shallow, especially in a relationship. Like, doesn't that mean you're cheating? Doesn't that mean you just want to cheat on your girlfriend? Like, bro, aren't you being disloyal? Like, I had all of these sort of, like I said, self-judgments. And I think a lot of people or some people in society have those judgments too. And really embracing this side of myself and having more threesomes really has helped me sort of not care so much about what other people might think, especially as a content creator. Yeah. I have gotten comments from some people saying, bro, you're cheating on your girlfriend. Bro, you're a piece of shit. Bro, you're the reason society is falling apart. As if me and Imogen having a beautiful experience with girls that consent to it and have a great time with us is somehow responsible for the entire of society falling apart. As if it's even falling apart anyway. How is it falling apart? Seems to be doing pretty decent to me. But, you know, it's been really good. Going through this has been a really good way of me being more honest with myself about what I want. And I've seen so many of my coaching clients who, you know, men and women that come to me and say, you know what, I think I want to try kink or I want to try threesomes or I want to try BDSM. You know, we have a woman in the coaching program right now who's in her 50s and she's just started exploring her BDSM side. And she came to us and said, you know, I've pretty much always had these desires and I've done little bits and pieces, but I want to do it properly. I want to go deep on this stuff. And that's beautiful to me. I love seeing stuff like that. We had a female who left a comment on my YouTube channel saying she's in her 50s and she's recently single and she wants to try BDSM. And she's just started taking the baby steps towards that. And I love that. I love when people, you know, including myself, are able to say, this is something that I want to try, or this is something that I think will be fun. Or this is a side of myself that I want to explore or develop or grow and just get in touch with. And I really love seeing people do that. And I think threesomes are such, at least they have been for me, an incredibly beautiful way of exploring, I mean, myself really, but also other people, human sexuality, women, intimacy, romance, definitely communication and honesty. Like I said, with Imogen, man, it's just been so beautiful. And communication and honesty with the girls that we date, you know, you kind of forced to be, and again, I mean forced in a beautiful way, you're kind of forced to be pretty fucking honest. If you're in an open relationship and you're expecting to date and sleep with women together and try BDSM, you kind of have to just like put all your cards on the table. I mean, you don't have to, but it's infinitely easier if you just put all your cards on the table and say, hey, we're Emmy and Andy. We're in an open relationship. We date and sleep with and mentor girls together. We're both into BDSM and we both like to teach. Is that something you would like to explore? That is literally our opening message on Hinge and Tinder and all of that. We just literally say all of that. And so it's been this beautiful excuse or this beautiful way to just put all our cards on the table and say exactly what it is that we want without any like sneaking around the truth or trying to be subtle or saying what we think people want us to say and what they want to hear. We can just be 100% honest and say, this is what we want. Is this something that you would want? And some people say, fuck no. Some people say, you shouldn't say that. You're weird for saying that. Again, sometimes I'll get YouTube comments from people saying, you're bad. Your society's downfall. You're toxic. You're evil. They'll say that about Imogen as well. Sometimes you're a slut. You don't even know that your man is using you. You know, all these kind of stories or these like, I mean, they're very painful stories, aren't they, for somebody to believe. And we hear that from time to time. But man, when you move past that, when you ignore that stuff, and those are very rare, by the way, very few people actually criticize you when you go for what you want. The vast majority of people will encourage you going for what you want. And some of them will say, that isn't what I want, but go for it. I think it's amazing that you're so honest. And a lot of people, more people than you might imagine, will say, wow, I love that you know what you want and you're going for it. And I actually am interested in exploring that. I would love to try that with you. I think that sounds fun. Here's my phone number, or I will be your coaching client, you know, in the case of my content and my coaching and stuff. So being more honest and having threesomes in general has helped me be more honest about what it is that I want. It's helped me live the life that I want to live instead of a life that plays it safe and thinks that I have to do what other people are doing in case I get some sort of criticism or something. So it's really helped me overcome criticism. And that might sound like, you know, I'm just being flippant or something, but having threesomes really has helped me overcome insecurity and overcome criticism and like be okay with criticism and even appreciate it sometimes. I try my best to always appreciate criticism because sometimes the person is, at the very least, they're just speaking their truth, which I find beautiful, but sometimes they also have a point amongst the criticism. And I'm like, man, thank you. That's helped me level up. Like I've learned something. I appreciate that criticism. So those are some of the ways that I like to have threesomes or a little bit more information, I guess, into my threesomes. And if you have any questions about threesomes, you're welcome to get in touch with me and ask questions. Probably the easiest way is if you just go over onto my YouTube channel. You can leave a comment on any video and I reply to all comments, or at least I read every single comment and sometimes I reply to them. Often I will even do content based on a question. But I also have a very big, very sexy, very amazing threesome guide, which you can grab. I will leave a link in the description below. You can grab it. You can also just go to my website, killyourinnerloser.com, and there's a big button at the top with a link to the threesome guide. But I put everything into that guide on how to have threesomes, like literally, like how to meet the women, how to go out on dates with them, what to do, how to actually start the threesome, especially if you're scared or nervous to initiate it. What to do afterwards, what to do during the threesome, fun, different, amazing, exciting techniques and things you can try. And probably the coolest part of the entire guide itself is Imogen, my girlfriend, wrote an entire little book that you can give to any women that you are dating, which runs a woman through. It's literally written for the woman from Imogen's point of view. She's literally like, hi, girl, you know, here's everything that you can do or that she can do to go and find other women for you two to have threesomes with. So you can literally give that guide to a girl that you're dating or a girl that you're seeing casually. And as long as she's up for it, obviously, you give that to her and go, here you go, go find us some girls and we'll have some threesomes together, which means you get infinite, easy, effortless threesomes without even doing anything. You literally just gave her a copy of the book and she went and did it. So that's really an amazing, fun part of the guide. And Imogen like walks the woman through everything. Like, here's what to do if you're really nervous. Here's how to message girls. Here's how to set up your Tinder or your Hinge profile. Here's how to get phone numbers. Here's how to set up a date. Like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, it holds your hand. She did a really good job. And I added lots of information to that part as well. But yeah, that's our threesome guide. You can pay anything you would like for that guide. You're basically paying by donation, even if that's just as little as $1. It can be yours for $1. Link is in the description below. If you want even more help with that and you want coaching, I have links in the description below to my coaching programs as well. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals.